Do we feed our worry by the way we pray? Jesus is encouraging us to persist in prayer. Pray always and never become weary. Moses and the Israelites in that first reading are battling the Amalekites. And as long as Moses has his hands raised up, they are mowing down these enemies. They are succeeding. They are winning. But when Moses grows weary and his arms start to grow tired, he lowers them and they start losing. As we know, when we raise our hands up, this is a symbol, it's a gesture of prayer. And so as long as Moses is praying, he's doing all right. And Jesus says, pray always. So know that when we pray, things go well because we're depending upon God. Things may not be going as we think they should, but God is with us. And he wants us to depend upon him. That's what prayer is about. So when we start to lack in our daily prayer, we start to lose the spiritual battle. The beautiful thing is, with this reading though, is Moses, he receives help from Hur and Aaron, who raise up his arms. And so each of us here is meant to pray for others, to pray for our parish community, our church, our nation, and the world. Pray for our family and friends who are sick and ill that need our prayers. We can hold each other's arms up in prayer. Persistent prayer. We see that with the widow in the gospel as well, who just nags and persists, keeps going to that judge. And we are called to do that with our Lord, to keep asking him for help until we get what we need. That's what we see with that widow. Yet there is a difference between persistent prayer and a prayer of worry. We're called to persistent prayer, not worried prayer. So do we feed our worries with how we pray? I like this image of a mailbox. It's an image that can show us what persistent prayer looks like. When we put a letter in the mailbox, what do? We leave and trust that that letter will be delivered. We trust. A worried prayer would be putting a letter in that mailbox, waiting until the mailman arrives, following that mailman to the different locations, and then waiting until the recipient opens the letter. It's kind of absurd. We don't do that. We trust that that letter will be delivered. It's trust. In prayer, when we persist in prayer, can heal us of our worries, anxieties, and fears if we turn them over to Jesus. But when we fall into this worried prayer, we give something to Jesus, but we never really leave it to him. We take it back. We hold on to that worry, anxiety, and fear. This mailbox is an image of God's heart. We want to place our prayers in God's heart and leave them to him to solve. And that's showing that we have faith when we leave them to Jesus. And faith says, I gave this prayer to Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you, that you are tending to my prayer. Without faith, it's saying, Jesus, I need to convince you that what I have in mind is best for my loved one and for me. I'm trying to convince him. Jesus doesn't need to be convinced. He wants to tend to our needs. So let's put our prayers in his heart and leave them there. St. Margaret Mary Alacoque is a saint of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and it just happens to be her feast day today, which is beautiful. So let's, with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, put our prayers in Jesus' heart and leave them there. A saint that was really good at persistent prayer was a lady in the late 1800s by the name of Elizabeth Lazur. She met the love of her life in 1889, Felix, and they got married. They both grew up Catholic. Felix was a medical doctor, and he lost the faith. He became an atheist. And early on in their married life, Elizabeth followed suit. So neither of them believed in God, but they still had a deep and beautiful love for each other. At a certain point, Elizabeth, through many physical ailments, came to believe in God's love again. She experienced God's love for her, so she believed. She had faith. And she would spend the rest of her life praying for Felix's conversion, that he may know the love of God. Through liver disease, breast cancer, she finally died at the young age of 47. And when Felix found her journal, he started to read through it. And what it said in that journal was something very beautiful, that she offered many prayers for Felix and all her sufferings for his conversion, that he may have faith. She never got to see his conversion during her lifetime, yet she persisted in prayer. Felix was moved by this journal, but he never believed in God after that. And further, he wanted to go to Lourdes in France to Our Lady of Lourdes Shrine to debunk miracles, to say, yeah, all this stuff is made up. And what he came to find before our Blessed Lady's statue was faith. He actually came to believe in God and that God loved him. All that is to say that Elizabeth's prayers weren't wasted, even though it wasn't during her lifetime that she got to see the fruit. Her persistent, trusting prayer worked. God heard her intentions. And that's a beautiful thing. So with Moses, with this widow, with Elizabeth Lazur, we are called to that persistent, trusting faith, placing our prayer in God's heart and trusting him, allowing prayer to heal us of our worries, anxieties, and fears. So pray always and never become weary.